laggy there for a second. All right, all right, all right.
Oh, okay.
All right, we are live, I think, from Torta Pizza, 88th Avenue and 4th Street in St. Pete. We added a new network.
We did.
But right now on the phone with us, now that we're back on track, your Ultimate Fighter, Brad Katona. Brad, how are you?
I'm great. Great. Thanks for having me.
We appreciate your time, and thanks for correcting me a week or two ago and getting me back on the proper schedule.
Not a problem. I was just confused. I was like, wait, am I scheduled for something? And here we are. So happy to be chatting with you again.
What did you learn being on The Ultimate Fighter, whether it was being in the house or about yourself or about the sport that you love?
I don't know so much that I learned anything specific. It mostly just confirmed a lot of beliefs I had about myself that, one, going into the house, I knew that was an environment that I would exceed in. At least that's what I thought, and I did. There was a couple points in the show itself where I felt, I'm made for this. I'm made for the pressure. Fighting's not easy. Mostly the before stuff. Being in the Octagon's fine, but it's everything leading up. That's a difficult part, and seeing people struggle with it in the house, it just kind of confirmed my self-belief that not only do I have the skills, but I have everything else, all the intangibles that you need for the sport.
Eve Edwards would tell me on many occasions that, and it's kind of like what you just addressed, that it's the buildup, it's the training camps, that's the work. Your reward for all your hard work is the actual fight. Is that the way you look at it as well?
Yeah, I love being in the gym. Even if I'm not in training camp, I'm in the gym. I love learning. I love improving. But there is a point in training camp where it becomes work. It is difficult. Not everyone's wanting to, your body's broken down, and when you're needing to still push, some days are very difficult. The camp can feel like a very long time, and that's not even factoring the diet. The fight is always fun, but to me, it's the weeks leading up as the nerves start building. When it's 8 weeks old and you have a ton of time, it's just some fantasy off in the distance. But as it starts creeping closer to fight week, the nerves start building. You realize, okay, I'm going to be fighting in front of, it could be 10 people, it could be thousands of people, but it's just not having any knowledge of what the result's going to be. And, you do your best to prepare and make it your night. But there's always chance, and there's always, there's always opportunities. So, it's almost, for me, I enjoy the fight when I'm in it, but leading up to it and afterwards, what I'm looking forward to.
I remember I asked you when you were on The Ultimate Fighter and you did the show about what it was like to wear the UFC logo. And well, now that the show is over and the success you had on the show, is it different? What's it like walking around? And I'm sure you don't do it every day, but sooner or later, there's the UFC logo, that you're wearing a shirt or whatever. What's that feeling like now? And is it different from when you first put it on in the house?
It's still exciting, opening up my sock drawer and it's all UFC stocks is pretty cool. It's exciting and it feels right. Like I always believed I'd be here. I believe I'll be even further than this. I have eyes on the title, but doesn't mean I can't appreciate the moment. And when I'm putting on a T-shirt and says the UFC, it's pretty cool. I'm not going to lie, it feels good.
Speaking of feeling, do you feel that there's kind of like a bullseye, on your back or on your front because of the success you had on the TV show?
It's one thing's for certain. Every fight I'm going to go into, my opponent wants to win. You don't need really much motivation to want to win a fight. At the end of the day, it's either you beat your opponent or they beat you. And so it's very easy to be motivated. And I don't care how really people are viewing me. If there's a bullseye on my back, great. That means they're concerned about me. And if there's not, I'm fine with that too. I'm just going to keep on racking up and keep on performing. And that's all I can do. I just worry about what I have control over. And my performance is what I have control over.
How has your life changed, since the show, since getting out of the house, getting, done all the filming?
you know, you'd think that, you know, you win it and boom, your life just quickly changes, you know. I was fortunate enough coming over to the house where I was just preparing for the finale. And since then, a lot hasn't really changed. There hasn't been really enough time for there to be a drastic change. You know, I'm definitely more comfortable financially than I was before, because if I didn't win the show, one, I was going to be getting paid as much, and my contract wouldn't be as good afterwards. But two, you know, it was just moving on to the next fight afterwards. You know, so I didn't have that much downtime in between July and this fight. It might seem like it, but I started preparing for this fight in September. So kind of once you deal with the fallout of what was, you know, a crazy 6 months of the show and then the finale, you know, by the time you decompress that, it was ramping up into another fight. So there wasn't all that much that could change. I just went from, you know, fight camp to relaxing for a little bit and then another fight camp. So really, a lot has changed, has been the same, but there's definitely a little bit more comfort just knowing that, okay, I you know, I do have some money in the bank.
We are talking to Brad Cotone. He gets ready to fight this Saturday night, UFC 231. What can you tell us about your opponent that we may not know or that, you know, you don't even know yet? I mean, how much do you know about your opponent?
You know, I have watched my opponent's fights, and there's only so much you can get out of video. You know, you don't know exactly how it's going to feel and what the timing is going to be like in the cage. And that's always different. You know, you don't know how two people match up until they're actually in there. You can try to predict these things, and that's what I've tried to do. Looking at tape, I know some of my opponent's patterns. I know what his mindset's, well, at least I believe I know what his mindset's like. But from what I can tell, you know, he's a guy who likes to fight. He has wrestling credentials, which he uses both offensively and defensively. If he really likes to kind of make it a fight, and what I mean by that isn't just pick off one or two shots technically. It's to make things a little messier, and sometimes he uses his wrestling in reverse to keep it there. I think he likes to start strong and carry that lead going forward. You know, so it's my job, kind of, if that oncoming wave's coming at me, to be that rock and have it just come around me and then push through. So that's my job is just going to be on all night. I know he's gritty. I know he's going to want to win, especially coming off two losses. You know, I see it being one of the most dangerous version of my opponent that anyone's faced, but also possibly the hungriest version of my opponent. So, you know, there's no lack of motivation for this fight.
What are you thinking as you're walking to the cage, whether, you know, it was at the Ultimate Fighter finale or before then, before you got into the UFC? I would assume that more times than not, it's the same whatever. What are you thinking? Are you trying to drift off for a minute, or are you trying to just think about the fight? What is it?
You know what, for me, as I'm walking to the cage, I'm just trying to be mindful of what state I'm in. Those times where I've been able to fine-tune it a lot, or gaining more experience, you know, getting two fights in the house and one in the finale, just trying to find that perfect balance of nervousness and kind of calmness. You know, if I'm too calm, I'm too slow to respond. But if I'm too, if the nerves are too high, if you're almost too ready, you know, you're not in the perfect zone and a little over tight. So, I'm just trying to, I'm reminding myself of my abilities, as well as trying to, you know, fine tune the feeling, you know, trying to find that perfect balance of calmness and readiness.
Good stuff, Brad. Thank you very much for your time. We're going to put you on hold real quick so I can get your address again and send you another package from 8-Man Strong for giving us a few minutes of your time.
Oh, that's great. Thanks a lot.
I appreciate it. That's Brad Cotone. Victor, champion, Ultimate Fighter, back in it this weekend in Toronto. He'll be in Toronto. We won't be.
We will not.
I couldn't get the passport done in time.
Yeah.
I kept putting it off and putting it off.
I was hoping you were going to join the caravan and just, like, walk into Canada.
I could possibly do, I don't want to mention names because I don't want people to show up at other people's doors, but there was a talk for a while of somebody swimming from Canada to the States.
Okay.
Because he didn't have the proper paperwork. And so, have you ever been to Detroit?
I've never been to, well, I've been to Detroit, but not.
Do you know how close it is? You probably could swim. I mean, if your life depended on it, you could probably swim from Canada to the States.
Like Windsor to...
Yeah. Yeah. Now, when the Super Bowl was up there, I remember vividly that they had, you know, gunner boats.
Oh, okay.
You know, now it was not because they were worried about people swimming, but they were worried about terrorists and whatever because of the Super Bowl.
Sure.
But that's how close it literally is. You could see over to Windsor.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yes.
Did we finish on the my bobblehead complaint?
No, we're not. We're still complaining about the bobblehead.
Well, it's not that I'm complaining about it. It's just, and I love the image, you know, the flag behind, and I like it. But can I like it when I complain of people using the flag as a cape?
I mean, I think it's a personal preference, right? I mean...
No, I didn't ask that.
Oh.
Okay, try to listen to me just for a second.
Oh.
What I'm asking is, am I being a hypocrite that I like it? I mean, the bobblehead's awesome.
It's awesome.
You know, the flag is fully drawn out and it's...
The cowboy hat.
It's awesome.
Right?
But I complain all the time about people using the flag as a cape and, like you said, over a sweaty
how
body.
How controversial would it be if it was like a Confederate flag?
What?
I mean, think about it. Think about that.
Shane,
cowboy, like,
Shane, could I get another McDummy meme,
I'm just
please?
Saying. I mean, you want controversy, right? If you got to have as many people hate you as many love you. If you're going to move product, you got to be somewhat controversial. So I'm thinking have interchangeable flags. You get to pick which flag you want.
Now, that would be cool.
On your Donald Cerrone, from what nation?
That would be cool. Except for you can't put a Confederate flag in there. Come on, Nicole.
I'm just saying, if you want controversy and you want to get recognition globally.
Maybe what you could do is you make it a blank flag that you can fill in yourself. You know, you can draw it all in and then maybe the haters won't hate as much.
Because I would get a Tasmanian Devil Confederate flag one, custom made.
Of course you would.
That'd be awesome.
See, I'd get the Knockout Radio flag.
For Yosemite Sam. I mean, they're taking away our history, man. Rudolph the Red-Nosed Reindeer is a controversial topic now.
What's up with that?
I don't know. Is red nose or something? I don't know.
It's not okay to have a red nose?
You can't even enjoy that. They just took off the mermaid. Ariel, I saw, is now some kind of controversy. Everything has history, and they're taking it all away from us one at a time.
I don't know. I do want to apologize. There was some phone issues. It has been taken care of. It's been rectified on the proper side. We're going to still try to get Elias on. I've been texting back and forth, so we are going to try to get him on. Eric Anders coming up at the bottom of the hour. Mike Schultze, the Director of Communications from the Outback Bowl, coming up. That's January 1. Did you go last year?
The Outback Bowl?
Yeah.
I was on the field with Michigan, South Carolina.
How did they get you out there? Who do you know at Michigan?
The drum major came over, and he escorted me out on the field.
Yeah, he really did.
And then I ended up celebrating with the South Carolina guys when they came from behind.
That's a true story. Thank God.
It was a
God.
Good time. I didn't release any of those videos because, you know, I wanted to keep my job.
Thank God I didn't know it, or you might have already lost it. Also, last week was a UFC.
See, now, last week was a prime example of too many UFC events in too short a time, because I only knew about the Usman fight on Friday night, and then you informed me about a UFC fight on Saturday.
Look who's trying to get in.
And I had no idea. Oh, it's the Iceman.
It's Chuck Liddell.
It's Chuck Liddell's Iceman.
So, yeah, you didn't know.
I didn't know that Saturday there was fights in Australia. I didn't know that Mark Hunt was fighting, the legend. Every fight.
Hold on a second. Just say that Mark Hunt was fighting.
Every fighter that they announced, the announcer used the word legend.
Well, that's
every single fighter came out.
That's just like you saying every person who makes pizza at your pizza shop makes great pizza. It's what you do as the owner. It's what you do from the organization. But I've said this all along. The word legend is the most overused word, you know, in the sports vocabulary. Everybody's a legend. Everybody that gets into the Hall of Fame is not a Hall of Famer. That's why the Hall of Fame, to me, is called the Hall of Pretty Good.
Right.
Mark Hunt was a good fighter. He
right.
was good.
Of course.
You know that he was in such a bad spot that the UFC wanted to pay Mark Hunt to go away.
Really?
Yeah. When they bought Pride.
I've been offered that in my career.
No, I just asked you to go away.
Oh, there's no compensation.
Right, there is no compensation. They were compensating Mark Hunt. And yeah, you know, he put on some good fights and, you know, he's a good fighter. Good, great. I don't know. But, you know, to call Mark Hunt a legend, to me, is a disrespect to legends.
Well, Saturday night, we'll call him the loser because he lost to Justin Willis in a three-round decision.
I wouldn't say it that way. You're being derogatory.
I'm not. Yeah, I'm saying
I'm going to call him a loser.
No, he lost.
Well, he did. He lost. And, you know, it takes a big person to go out there, perform, and be able to handle losing.
Well, it takes a big person to go in that octagon with another heavyweight like Mark Hunt. I mean, that's...
Mark Hunt's a
by
big boy.
By definition, they're big monsters.
Absolutely.
You know what? I did a double take during that fight. During that fight night, I watched the second fight, the co-main event. That was Mauricio Shogun Hua, still fighting, right?
Yeah, still fighting.
And he won. He beat Tyson Pedro. And Tyson Pedro had this funky body tattoo. It was weird. I've never seen anything like it. And then
I haven't seen anything like it since the last time I saw him fight.
Well, and then I get to the final main event, and Tuivasa fights Junior Dos Santos, and he has this exact same tattoo as Tyson Pedro. It's the exact same artwork, location, image, everything.
Are you sure it was two different people?
Two different people.
Are you sure?
Back to back, same tattoo.
He didn't come out from underneath the mat?
And... It must be something like, you know, Samoans or some kind of tribal thing or some kind of like... ethnic thing where it's like a certain that they all get, you know, like I don't know the meaning behind it, but I was like, I did a double take. I'm like, what?
Have you ever done the shoe thing that he does?
No.
You know what he does, right?
No.
So when he leaves, somebody in the stands takes their shoe off.
Oh, I saw Israel who's fighting Anderson Silva in the crowd.
Yeah.
And he poured a shot of whatever he's drinking into his shoe. And drink it.
But they also, not only is it disgusting to drink out of the shoe, but I believe he spits into it and then drinks it.
Really?
Yeah. Yeah. It's. So why don't you start serving that here at Torta Pizza?
Like serve our drinks in a shoe?
Sure.
I mean, it's a new trend. Why not?
Yeah. Not good. But, you know, and I don't mean to be disrespectful. I don't think it is. You know, a legend is a legend. A legend to me is you're going to start a whatever, a baseball team, a football team, a whatever. And that is somebody you would start on the team. And real quick, because we did a little Hanukkah thing with Neil Hoffman. Did you see about the Brett Favre thing?
No. What happened with Brett Favre?
Brett Favre got scammed along with, what's his name? Something Dick. The actor, the...
Dick Vitale?
No, I can't think of his name. Little Dick, Mikey Dick.
Little Dick is Wesley.
No, I'm saying it's I can't think of Andy Dick.
Yeah, Andy Dick,
Soldier Boy, the rapper.
Yeah, Soldier Boy.
So this organization, not a very good one, by the way, paid them because a lot of athletes sign up for this thing, and Brett Favre got paid $500 to do a shout out for this organization.
Okay.
And the organization wrote the shout out in a way that nobody knew it was an anti-Semitic shout out.
No.
And so Brett Favre said some things that he didn't know. Like, I don't even know. And I'm Jewish. I didn't know that small is a slang for a yarmulke. I don't know that. Who makes this garbage up?
Really?
And Brett Favre released it saying, you know, you're patriots, you're this, you're that. And yeah, he's pretty upset about it, as he should be.
Wow.
But be careful. Always be careful. Always be aware of your surroundings. That's what I'm sticking with. All right. Bottom of the hour. When we return, Roll Tide, Roll, baby. Eric Anders, who's taking on our Toronto correspondent, Elias Theodoro, Saturday night, UFC 231. When we return, we'll chat with Eric as well as Mike Schultze from the Outback Bowl. This is Knockout Radio, brought to you by 8 Man Strong and Stats Zone.
Here come the jesters. 1, 2, 3.
This is the Tantalk Radio Network.
8-Man Strong is not simply about the biggest or strongest. It's about those who have survived true lows, suffered, faced demons real or in their heads, and are fighting to come back against it all. If you live with a passion for greatness and strength and resilience towards all obstacles that may attempt to derail you, if you are bold and aggressive in the pursuit of the things you want in life, if you are meant to overcome everything that stands in your path of reaching your goals, then you are 8-Man Strong. Since our first store opened in 1969 to our latest acquisition, Mr. Car Wash has always centered on people and bringing them the best service and shine in the car wash industry.
Through continuous research and development, Mr. Car Wash champions the newest technology and services to make your car wash experience better for your vehicle and the environment.
With locations from sea to shining sea, go to MrCarWash.com for more details.
Clean Energy Massage and Wellness is dedicated to providing you with the highest quality of care and proud to be the official massage and wellness facility of the 2018 Playership. A clinical deep tissue massage from Clean Energy Massage and Wellness can provide the relief from pain and stress. We tailor each session to you and your needs to provide you the best care possible. Conveniently located at 4255 Henderson Boulevard in Tampa, sports massage, deep tissue, acupuncture, medical massage, and much more. Improve your health today. Call 813-769-9280 or go to CleanEnergyWellness.com and go Bucks!
You're hungry. Where do you go to eat?
Berg Sports Bar and Grill.
You want to have a drink? Where do you go?
Berg Sports Bar and Grill.
Having a get-together with the guys from the softball team? Where do you do it?
That's right, Berg Sports Bar and Grill.
Located at 1320 Central Avenue, St. Petersburg, right across from Tropicana Field, Berg's is the best place to take the whole family for food and fun. Going to a Rays game? Have dinner before the game at Berg's, and after the Rays win, come and celebrate with all your friends at Berg's, right across from the Trop. So come down and see Berg and the whole gang at Berg Sports Bar and Grill.
Ferg Sports Bar and Grill.
Ride in luxury. Go to Tampa Limo and Car LLC.com today. Going to the prom, the airport, or that special night on the town, call Tampa Limo and Car at 813-415-4576 and ride in luxury. Tampa Limo and Car has a fleet of sedans, SUVs, vans, minibuses, limos, party buses, and the motor coach. Professionally trained and dressed chauffeurs will handle all of your needs. Going to the Bucks game? Go in style. Book online at TampaLimoAndCarLLC.com today.
It's the Big Ten versus the SEC. Outback Bowl 2019. Witness the SEC's aggressive Mississippi State Bulldogs when they face the Big Ten's tenacious Iowa Hawkeyes. Experience Bulldog dual-threat quarterback Nick Fitzgerald shootout against talented Hawkeye QB Nate Stanley. What a clash. What a blast. New Year's Day, Raymond James Stadium. Hit Ticketmaster. Super gift idea.
What were you doing 10 years ago? For me, I founded the Tour de Pizza, Tampa Bay's only cycling-themed pizzeria, where we combine gourmet pizza with an active lifestyle. Home of the world-famous pizza diet? At Tour de Pizza, we truly have a pizza for everybody. Classic New York style, Chicago deep dish, whole wheat low carb, flaxseed millet grain-free, and cauliflower crust to name a few. Proudly serving the greater St. Petersburg area for the past decade and running. Two locations, one great pizza, that's Tour de Pizza.
Monster Jam! There's only one event with high-octane energy, heart-pounding action, and non-stop excitement. See Grave Digger, Max D, and more. Brought to you by BKT Tires, your local Ford dealers, Dairy Queen, and 1-800-ASK-GARY. Tickets start at $15. Restrictions and charges may apply. Coming to Raymond James Stadium, January 12th and February 2nd. Visit MonsterJam.com.
Got bills? Looking for work, but nobody is hiring? StaffZone is. As the leading provider of commercial construction, industrial, and special event staffing throughout the Southeast and Texas, StaffZone has plenty of work to go around, and they need you now. Don't wait. Go now to www.thestaffzone.com and find a branch closest to you. Work today, get paid today. That's the StaffZone way.
This is the Tantalk Radio Network.
Yo, Monkey Boy.
Yo, what's up? This is DDP, Diamond Dallas Page, and you're talking sports with Randy Harris. Diamond Dallas Page is going to make you feel the bang.
All right, we are back. Final segment here.
Yeah.
Coming to you live from Tour de Pizza, the 88th Avenue and 4th Street in St. Pete. You know, and I get a little excited anytime I talk about it, and I don't even know why. I didn't go to Alabama. My brother played at Alabama, but anytime I can talk about the Tide, I get excited. Let's welcome to the phone. He fights this weekend, and he is a Tide, Eric Anders. Eric, how are you?
Hey, what's going on, fellas?
Talk about just, you know, when people talk about Alabama and talk about, you know, the Alabama Crimson Tide, it's like one great big family no matter where you go. I was talking about you to O.J. Howard in the Tampa Bay Buccaneer locker room the other day, and just something about the family tied no matter what sport, no matter what you're doing.
Yeah, man, you know, it's man, there's just a special camaraderie they share with guys. Of, you know, that school and stuff is built on tradition. You know, they have a history of winning. You know, there's even a fraternity, you know, the BSI 5 fraternity, that if you play for Bama, you're part of the fraternity. So, man, there's a brotherhood, and there really is a family. You know, I didn't even play with O.J. Howard, and we're still cool, you know. So we didn't, like, share any on-the-field battles or, you know, getting any trouble together or anything like that, but you know, when I see them, it's nothing but love, and, you know, it's just like we play together.
Well, you know, and the beauty is, and like I said, I didn't go to Alabama, but I don't know if other schools are like this. My brother played baseball at Bama, and he said that the football team, Gene Stallings, who was the head coach, and a lot of the football players would come out and support the baseball team or the swimming team, and that's just what they do in Tuscaloosa. It says a lot about the school and about the student body.
Yeah, you know, all the athletes, you know, they kind of, you know, they know what the deal is. They all kind of share and embrace that same grind. We're all trying to make it. So, you know, you have a goal and an objective and a dream that you're trying to achieve, as am I. So that guy's kind of like a common ground that athletes at Alabama share.
Can you compare the atmosphere, you know, playing at Alabama and say maybe – And O.J. has said, and my brother said, baseball-wise, Baton Rouge, the craziest place to go play. Compare the atmosphere at Baton Rouge at a Bama-LSU game to walking out at a UFC event headed to a fight.
Man, you know, it's quite a bit different because, you know, LSU Stadium sits like 100-plus thousand people versus the arenas that we fight in, you know, probably fit like, you know, 20, 30,000. So, you know, there's just a lot more people. You know, those people have been tailgating all day. So, you know, they've been drinking. You know, they're well fed. So, you know, they'll go out there. They'll stay. They're extra rowdy. They'll say whatever's on their mind and scream and shout. You know, obscenities. And you know, this Baton Rouge is definitely one of the most hostile environments on earth.
This, I believe, Saturday night will be your ninth fight in just over 2 years, and I believe you're sixth in the UFC. What does that say about you, you know, your upcoming career, and what the UFC thinks of you?
Man, I just like to stay active. So I'm always in McMenu's ear about I want to fight, want to fight, want to fight, and then they get me a fight. You know, I don't turn fights down. I just sign the contract, you know, and that's just the way I am. You know, I enjoy what I do. And, I love the training, but I like to be training for something with a goal. So, you know, that's why I like to stay active and keep fights lined up. So, you know, it keeps me motivated, keeps me hungry, keeps me working and developing in the gym.
And as you're developing, looking at some of the names you fought, some of the biggest names in the sport, another big name you're fighting Saturday night and former Ultimate Fighter winner Elias Theodoro. What do you know about him? What is his strengths and what do you need to kind of stay away from him? Or does he just need to stay away from you?
I think his biggest strength, he definitely needs to stay away, you know, but I think his biggest strength is his cardio. I think he just kind of goes and does whatever he wants. I think another thing about him is that he's super random. You know, he just throws random strikes at random times with really no setup or rhyme or reason to it. However, I think whenever we fight, he's going to try and keep it close, keep it in that wrestling range and that clinch, trying to keep me up against the cage and try to stay in my face, you know, so I can't generate that power or as much power to deliver that knockout blow.
I asked a fighter, I don't remember how long ago, and to be honest, I don't even remember which fighter it was, but, you know, has he ever drifted? Has he ever kind of lost, you know, concentration for a second? And he said he was fighting Dennis Siever and his corner, obviously they're from Germany and they were talking in German. And he said, for a second, I kind of lost my thoughts and I started thinking about that movie. What's it called? Something Bastard?
Glorious Bastards.
Yeah. Has that ever...
Glorious Bastards.
Right, yeah, and he said he kind of thought about it for like 2 seconds, and he's like, wait a second, I'm in the middle of a fight. Has anything silly, crazy like that happened to you in the middle of a fight where you kind of drifted for a second?
Man, hell nah. You know, I'm in there. I'm locked in. You know, I'm not. I really don't hear much. You know, definitely not listening to his corner. And half the guys I fought, you know, speak Portuguese anyways, which it is a language I'm learning, but I'm not that fluent yet. So there's really no point in me trying to focus or listen to that because, you know, at the time I didn't understand.
Is that why you're learning Portuguese? Because there's so many, you know, fighters that speak it from Brazil?
No, my wife is Brazilian, and I've just fallen in love with the Brazilian culture and Brazil in and of itself. So when I get back from here, from Toronto, me and my wife are going to sit down and start filling out that paperwork to get my citizenship in Brazil. So, you know, looking forward to that.
All right, I'm really scared to open the mic up to you, Matt. Is there anything you can say in Portuguese? Because Matt married a Brazilian girl as well.
Yeah, no, I've been married for 14 years to a Brazilian girl, so I lived in Brazil. I trained down with Eric Silva's camp down there in Victoria, Espírito Santos in Brazil. So
I didn't ask for a sad sob story.
No,
I didn't know, in Portuguese.
I don't know what part of the country his wife is from, but if she's ever from that area, we could definitely. Where at?
Curitiba.
Okay, that's south. That's right.
Yeah, she's in the south in Paraná.
Very nice. Yeah, man. Now we got to get together, man. Like we'll go down. We'll bring Randy down. Randy loves Rio.
I loved Rio.
Until he got robbed at gunpoint.
I did get robbed at gunpoint in Rio.
We probably deserve
it. That can happen anywhere.
Well, as true as that is, but I guess I should tell you who robbed us. They were the police.
Oh, damn.
Yeah. We were down there for the UFC when Anderson fought Yushin Okami, and yeah, we got ripped off by the police. And
you got to pay that tax, man.
Yeah, well, we paid it. We definitely paid it. Hey, I'm curious, what do you have more of in your dresser? Is it more UFC gear or is it more Alabama gear?
More UFC gear. But when I was at Bama, it was all Bama gear, you know. But, man, you can't turn down free stuff, so I don't think I paid for clothes and, you know, since I was in college.
Absolutely. We need to include Eric in what we used to do. We used to do free shirt Thursday, and we would always wear shirts that we got for free.
Okay.
So we might have to include him, send him some. Matter of fact, we will send him some 8-Man Strong. You
absolutely.
Know, Pharrell. I hate to keep this all on Alabama stuff, but what is the funniest Alabama, Auburn, you know, tradition thing that happened to you while you were down there?
Man, maybe not the funniest, but I thought was the weirdest and most well-orchestrated thing was when we played Auburn. We played in Auburn in 2009, and man, I don't know how they did this, but on our way leaving the hotel, they knew our schedule, so they literally, all the Auburn fans got on the highway in their car and made this big traffic jam that made us like an hour late getting to the stadium than we were supposed to. So now when we get to the stadium, everybody's rushed to put on their stuff and get warmed up and do all this other stuff. And then the first quarter, you know, they jumped out, I think, like 21-0. So, you know, we're not warmed up yet. We're still getting there and, you know, haven't really hit each other or got the juices flowing, if you will.
Wednesday, Thursday, Friday. So we're 3 days away. I had to count with my fingers until your fight, UFC 231 against Elias Theodoro. How are you feeling now? Meaning, are you excited? Are you looking forward to, and I'm counting down the hours to Saturday? Or do you kind of just try to clear your head up Saturday just so you can relax and get to Saturday?
Man, to be honest with you, my mind's more focused on the weight cut right now just because, in my opinion, that's the biggest obstacle when it comes to fighting. When the actual fight comes, man, all the hay's in the barn at that point, man. The work's been done. I'm ready. So, you know, I think it's just time to go in there and execute at that point. But the weight cut, man, it's not necessarily the funnest thing in the world. And but, you know, it's part of the game. So once that gets out of the way, it's smooth sailing from there.
Talk real quickly, and I know you've talked a great deal about this, you know, the transition from football, from college ball to pro ball to now not only mixed martial arts, but the NFL of mixed martial arts and the UFC. How was that transition? Why that transition? And how much do you love it?
Well, man, you know, a lot of people think that I made that transition like I just stopped playing football, and then now I'm in the UFC.
Right.
But that couldn't be any further from the truth. You know, even before I even started fighting, after I got done playing football, man, I must have worked 15 jobs. You know, just, you know, I had a son, so, you know, I had to work, you know, put food on the table and that kind of thing. So I just found myself really frustrated with life, you know, living a sedentary lifestyle, you know, just work, come home, sleep, eat, work, come home, sleep, eat, repeat. And, man, it just wasn't doing it for me, man. So I just walked into a gym looking to blow off some steam, and they told me to go spar Walt Harris. And like a dumbass, I did. And I fell in love with the sport right then and there.
The greatest Harris ever.
No, it's the best Harris ever.
The best Harris ever, Walt Harris.
Walt did the show in New York, and we dubbed him the best Harris ever because Harris is my last name. So, Eric, I want to thank you for your time. I'm looking forward to meeting you at an event. We're going to put you on hold and get your address so we can send you some 8-Man Strong free shirts, as you're now included in the Free Shirt Thursday.
Hey, appreciate it, brother.
All right, talk to you soon. Roll Tide.
Roll Tide.
There you have it. Eric Anders taking on Elias Theodoro Saturday night.
I mean, I know you keep stacking these interviews week in and week out with Bama people, but still, Marcus Brimage.
There was one of the best lines ever.
Was the greatest line of any Bama Roll Tide.
We were doing a live broadcast from the Man Cave in Roswell, Georgia. And we were up there, and Marcus Brimage was on, and he's from Alabama, the Bama Beast. And I said, so are you Alabama or Auburn? And Marcus Brimage, without batting an eye, without missing a step, said, I don't come from the great state of Auburn.
It
definitely was some good stuff.
Greatest line.
All right, let's go hit our final break of the afternoon. When we come back, a little more football Outback Bowl, as we're going to talk about Mississippi State versus Iowa with the Director of Communications, Mike Schulze. We'll be right back. This is Knockout Radio, brought to you by 8-Man Strong Steps.
Talk Radio Network.
Construction companies always face hiring challenges. Do you need temporary help on your project? Or maybe you want a true partner for all of your staffing needs? StaffZone is construction staffing excellence, providing both skilled and general labor positions. And we want to work for you. For all of your construction staffing needs, call us at 877-247-ZONE or visit us online at thestaffzone.com to find your local branch. Our staffing professionals are eager and ready to earn your business. That's 877-247-ZONE.
Monster Jam! Heart-pounding action and non-stop excitement. Adrenaline-charged family entertainment. Tickets start at $15. Restrictions and additional charges may apply. Camping World Stadium, January 19th. Visit MonsterJam.com today.
The Press Box Sports Emporium is Tampa's favorite place to watch the big game. Known for their chicken wings and the best burgers in town, the Press Box also features a full menu, daily happy hours and specials, and of course a special menu for the kids. Check out the new 12 draft system, or the boxing, or WWE pay-per-view parties. Go to PressBoxSports.com for more information and money-saving coupons. Proudly serving South Tampa for over 20 years, the Press Box Sports Emporium at 222 South Dale Mabry in Tampa.
It's the Big Ten versus the SEC. Outback Bowl 2019. Witness the SEC's aggressive Mississippi State Bulldogs when they face the Big Ten's tenacious Iowa Hawkeyes. Experience Bulldog dual threat quarterback Nick Fitzgerald shootout against talented Hawkeye QB Nate Stanley. What a clash. What a blast. New Year's Day, Raymond James Stadium. Hit Ticketmaster. Super gift idea.
Clean Energy Massage and Wellness is dedicated to providing you with the highest quality of care and proud to be the official massage and wellness facility of the 2018 Playership. A clinical deep tissue massage from Clean Energy Massage and Wellness can provide the relief from pain and stress. We tailor each session to you and your needs to provide you the best care possible. Conveniently located at 4255 Henderson Boulevard in Tampa. Sports massage, deep tissue, acupuncture, medical massage, and much more. Improve your health today. Call 813-769-9280 or go to clinenergywellness.com and go Bucks!
What were you doing 10 years ago? For me, I founded the Tour de Pizza, Tampa Bay's only cycling-themed pizzeria, where we combine gourmet pizza with an active lifestyle. Home of the world-famous pizza diet? At Tour de Pizza, we truly have a pizza for everybody. Classic New York style, Chicago deep dish, whole wheat low carb, flaxseed millet grain free, and cauliflower crust to name a few. Proudly serving the greater St. Petersburg area for the past decade and running. Two locations, one great pizza, that's Tour de Pizza.
8-Man Strong is not simply about the biggest or strongest. It's about those who have survived true lows, suffered, faced demons real or in their heads, and are fighting to come back against it all. If you live with a passion for greatness and strength and resilience towards all obstacles that may attempt to derail you, if you're bold and aggressive in the pursuit of the things you want in life, if you are meant to overcome everything that stands in your path of reaching your goals, then you are 8-Man Strong.
This is the Tan Talk Radio Network.
This is Pound for Pound, the best fighter in the world, Floyd Mayweather, and you're talking sports with Randy, the best in the world, Harris.
What do you got to say about that?
That Floyd Mayweather called you the best Harris ever?
That's on,
in the world?
That's what he said.
But which world?
The world he lives in. Yes?
Yes.
All right, so once again, brand new network. We've added our fifth network to our affiliates, and we're not announcing who it is because I want somebody from that affiliate to win the swag back.
From that market, from that network.
Well, it's not that market because they're nationwide.
Yeah, that's true.
But if we don't announce who it is, they would have to be listening on the new network to qualify. Go to knockoutradio.com, the contact link. Tell me where you are. I'm obviously going to need your address. And the name of the new network, and you will be registered. My favorite event of the year, January 1st, which then I have nothing to look forward to for the next 12 months until the next January 1st, and that's the Outback Bowl. Well, let's welcome back to the program. It's been a while. Mike Schultze. Mike, how are you?
Doing great, Randy. I'm sorry to hear that we're the highlight of your entire year. I hate to spoil the rest of the year for you. So, but it's something to look forward to throughout the year for the next one, right?
Well, that's true. Or I can just say that the first is really the 31st, and it just I end the year on the biggest high, and then
there
I have the rest of we'll do that. So the game is now December 32nd. we'll be game day. So let's talk about this matchup. We have Mississippi State versus Iowa.
Yeah, we're really excited about this. You know, we've had, of course, Iowa in our game a few times over the years. They're such a a good quality program that I think it speaks to them from the standpoint of having, you know, year in and year out having competitive programs. You know, the Coach Ferentz there has been there 20 years now. He's the longest tenured active coach, with the single school in the country. And that speaks a lot for his success. I mean, he's just done every year they just come out and they perform, and he gets the guys to play great every year in a bowl game. We never have to worry about them coming in and being let down or anything. Their players always come to play. They're a great organization. They have just a great, great fan base that loves to travel to the west coast of Florida here. And so, you know, that's always been just a great experience with the Hawkeyes. And they've got some really good players, you know, this year. They got the top defensive back in the country. They are in the Big Ten. They've got T.J. Hawkinson was named as the Mackey winner, the nation's top tight end in the country. They're just a very solid team, and we're looking forward to having them back. And this year we've got a new entry with Mississippi State coming to play in the Outback Bowl for the very first time. They've never played in our bowl game before. They've never played Iowa before in 120-plus years of football. So this is going to be a very unique matchup that's really never taken place before, and Joe Moorhead, of course, you know, the coach there, he was the offensive coordinator at Penn State for the last few years, and he came there last year when Dan Mullen left for Florida. He came in and took over the program and went out and did an excellent job this year.
Talk about what goes into, you know, the selection committee and how much they look at, obviously, on the field, fans that travel, whether they've been there last year or the year before, how they performed, in this case with Mississippi State, a team that hasn't been here. How much goes into that, and how easy or difficult is it to agree to whatever team you guys want to select?
Well, that's a good question, Randy. I mean, first of all, I mean, you know, we really look at everything, but holistically to an extent. You know, at the end of the day, I mean, you know, you're hosting a bowl game. You want to have two quality programs that come in and play because that's what people want to see, right? You want to have teams that are excited and the fan bases that are excited about playing in your bowl game and so forth. So, you know, there's a lot of different things that go into producing that level of excitement that you're looking for, or that level of quality of football that you're looking for. So you know, obviously, we want to have, you know, again, a great matchup and one that's exciting that the fans are wanting, you know, they want to come to the Tampa Bay area, that they want to come and play in the bowl game. They want to come match up against the team from the Big Ten or the SEC, you know, respectively. So, you know, it's, you know, there's typically some good choices for us every year with these two conferences because they're so deep and talented teams. You know, and you're right. I mean, there's times, you know, certainly this year in a lot of ways there's a number of different programs that you're looking at. And frankly, a lot of schools that want to be here, I mean, that are telling the conference offices, hey, we really want to be in that bowl game. And so, you know, it's always good to be wanted, for teams to want to be able to come here, because again, this is a great experience here, not only playing on New Year's Day against a big time opponent from you know, either Big Ten or SEC. It's a great destination. It's one of the best destinations of any bowl game in the country. It's a great recruiting ground. A lot of schools have people living here, alumni living here that have moved here over the years, you know, so there's so many positive facets of this bowl game for the teams, and again, they want to come down and show, you know, that they're worthy of being here, and so we typically have a very good game because of that.
I chuckle every year when we get you on and we talk, and I tell you how I have fans calling the station and texting me and the Twitter or whatever, and it's like, you know, I'm going to wait until the teams are announced. And it's the same people every year that say they're going to wait, and then as soon as the teams are announced, they always buy tickets. So, I don't get why they wait, because the sooner you buy a ticket, the better seat you're going to get. Right. But as soon as they see the commercials or they hear the commercials on the radio, they get excited about the Outback Bowl, not even necessarily, you know, about the teams. It's just the Outback Bowl and everything that goes into it. All the other extra events out at the beach and at Busch Gardens and all that stuff. So real quickly, talk about some of the other events that fans can come out, hang out, participate, and then, of course, where they can purchase tickets.
Well, that's a good point. I mean, you know, one of the neat things about a bowl game like ours, a traditional bowl game, is that you really have like a week full of activities and events throughout the community that take place, you know, leading up to the game in our case. And you know, there's fun things for the fans, for the teams, you know, for the media, whoever, to participate in. And, you know, local fans, of course, can participate in just about everything. So that's what makes it really nice. I mean, you know, when you have a Super Bowl that comes, is all the positive things that brings to the community. You know, most people in the local market can't really go to the game and that kind of thing. So you can do that with a bowl game like this. But at the same time, you know, participate in all the activities. You mentioned, you know, we take the teams out to the beach on December 30th. The college bands will be out there performing. The cheerleaders performing on the beach. The teams will be out there. The coaches. We take the teams to Busch Gardens one day. We take them to a Lightning game one night. We go down to Splitsville one night. We have the New Year's Eve parade in Ybor City, which is a lot of fun, very family-oriented parade early in the evening, and then you can go out and celebrate the New Year. Lots of different fun things to do throughout the week, you know, to connect with other football fans in the community, as well as, you know, tens of thousands of fans from around the country that come in for the game. And then, of course, game day. You know, you've got, you know, tailgate parties, and you got all the fun traditions around the stadium that the schools bring with them. And then, of course, the game is the culmination of it all. So it's really just a full week of activities and a lot of, as you said at the top of the interview here, it's just a great way to start off the new year. And you mentioned a lot of, you know, we have a lot of people around here who buy tickets every year, you know, not just because of who's in the game, but the fact that it's a great experience and that it's something that they have made part of their New Year's tradition. And so we're excited to continue that each year. This is our 33rd game this year. And, you know, we have typically some very, very exciting games and a lot of great players. I think we've had over 900 players played in our game over the years. We've gone to the NFL. You know, I think over 100 of them were first-round picks. So you're going to see some great, great talent. You're going to see some quality programs. You're going to see some fun, different fan bases with their various traditions. And you're going to start off the new year on a good foot.
Yeah, I don't know what connection, who you guys know, any of that stuff, but the games are always outstanding. A lot of times comes down to, you know, final seconds, overtime. It is a fantastic game. You're right, the atmosphere is unbelievably awesome. And again, where can people go? Is it Ticketmaster, your website? Where do we want to
tickets are at Ticketmaster. Just go there, Ticketmaster.com. You know, you can, you know, call them, of course. Even in Florida, I think you can actually still go to outlets, Ticketmaster outlets, different places. I think they have one at International Plaza here in town. But Ticketmaster is the way to get the tickets. We do have some premium tickets available directly through the bowl. You can get the information on those through the Outback Bowl website, outbackbowl.com. Certainly, you know, there are tickets available. And but as you mentioned before, you know, the sooner you get them, the sooner you get the better seats and you know, lock in, you know, your plans for New Year's Day. And I'll tell you, it's a great Christmas present for, you know, a college football fan that may be on your Christmas list there. You know, get them tickets to go to the game. Be a great, great fun way to for the family to start off the New Year's and go watch a really entertaining and fun Outback Bowl.
Absolutely. Mike, as always, thank you for your time. Let's get you back on before the game, and we can do this again before the first.
Absolutely. Thanks, Randy. Appreciate it. We'll look forward to it. It's going to be here before we know it, for sure.
Absolutely. The next one will be here before we know it as well,
yeah,
the way time flies. Thanks, Mike. Talk to you soon.
All right. Take care, Randy.
That is Mike Schulze. He is your Director of Communications out at the Outback Bowl. Now, I don't want to do this.
Okay.
Which means you're going to do it.
All right, I'll do it.
Rundown fight card.
UFC 231 in
Toronto,
Saturday night. Your main event, Max Holloway versus Brian Ortega.
I am looking forward to this fight.
Dana was excited about it.
Well,
after Usman,
hold on a second. Hold
after
on a second.
The Usman fight.
You're always excited about the next fight.
Oh, Dana looked really excited.
Well, Dana's always excited.
I haven't seen Dana that excited.
But I'm excited.
Do you think Usman gets the Woodley fight? You think he gets a title shot next?
No.
Seriously?
Yeah.
Covington's still in the way? Really?
Yeah, it's about selling tickets. And Covington's going to sell tickets. I think Usman deserves a title shot.
Do you think he's going to hold out and wait for a title shot? Should he play that game? Because Frankie Edgar could have held out and not fought Brian Ortega, but he got knocked out, and it was the first time he ever got knocked out.
You know, there's two sides to look at it, and I agree with a lot of times the guys say, I'm going to have to fight these guys anyway. So whether I fight him as the champ or fight him on the way up to be the champ, what difference does it make?
Well, Frankie didn't have to take that fight last
time. No, he didn't have to.
And he got knocked out.
He didn't have to, but how else do you eat? How else do you make money? I'm just saying.
But there's a strategy involved. Which is like football. These guys aren't playing bowl games, so they don't get hurt. They don't destroy their knee, so they can go in and get their contract.
I get it. We talked about it, you know, Monday night.
So
I'm intrigued by this fight, and I've said this. I'm not saying who's going to win or lose, but if I can't pick who I think is going to win, to me, that's an intriguing fight.
Well, you know Max Holloway's coming conditioned. You know he's a machine. You know he's
With Ortega.
And Brian undefeated. So
I'm intrigued. Are you not intrigued?
I'm intrigued.
Are you not entertained? I hope we are.
If it means anything, my 4-year-old picked Max Holloway. So okay. If you're betting on the lines in Vegas, just know that.
Go Ortega. Just saying.
Go against the 4-year-old. Not as I picked it. I said she picked it.
Well, I know, but you know, anytime you pick it, because you know the color of the right sock, or when you go to the dog track and you bet on the dog that just pooped, you know, there's you always bet against that stuff. So, all right, so I'm not picking main event.
Okay, all right, your co-main event, the women's flyweight, is Shevchenko versus Johanna.
Go ahead.
I can't pronounce it.
Well, that's why she goes by Joanna Champion.
Yeah.
She, like, renames her last name Champion. So
I think all these names need to just be...
I'm going to go Joanna.
You got to have a nickname. If you're going to have a messed up keyboard name like that, you got to have a... I mean, you got to have a nickname. But I'll go against you. I'll go with Shevchenko.
Shocking. I'm so not used to you going against me.
Your welterweight, Alex the Cowboy Oliveira versus Gunnar Nelson.
Right, who are you taking?
I'm going the Cowboy, baby.
I'll go Gunnar.
I'll see.
Just so that all of our Iceland people will still like half a knockout radio.
Well, the Iceman's sitting next to you.
Yeah, he is the Iceman. Yeah.
We've got the featherweight. We got Hakeem.
Nice post, by the way, from the Iceman. You know, Chuck Liddell put a post out.
Did he?
You know, thanking his friends and family, and you know that hopefully he didn't disappoint and all that kind of stuff. So good ups to Chuck.
That's a true legend.
That is a true legend.
When the L word is being thrown around so much as it is.
You're right.
It's nice to see true legends
out
there.
It's disrespectful to true legends to call other people a legend. So get that legend t-shirt off, because you're not.
With the free shirt. I'm wearing it every Wednesday.
8-Man Strong. All right, I want to thank everybody for tuning in. Hit me up if you'd like on Twitter at Knockout Radio.
At Making Pizza Man 1.
And if you're listening on the new network, shoot me an email from knockoutradio.com to register for some prizes.
It's about those who have survived true lows, suffered, faced demons real or in their heads, and are fighting to come back against it all. If you live with a passion for greatness and strength and resilience towards all obstacles that may attempt to derail you, if you're bold and aggressive in the pursuit of the things you want in life, if you are meant to overcome everything that stands in your path of reaching your goals, then you are 8-Man Strong.
Got bills? Looking for work, but nobody is hiring? StaffZone is. As the leading provider of commercial construction, industrial, and special event staffing throughout the Southeast and Texas, StaffZone has plenty of work to go around, and they need you now. Don't wait. Go now to www.thestaffzone.com and find a branch closest to you. Work today, get paid today. That's the StaffZone.